I'm not sure yet. I mean, I need to think about it a little bit overnight, chat to the guys. I mean, obviously, ideally, we would like to bat once in this game. That would be goal number one. And also allow the wicket to deteriorate a little bit more. It's very dry. So we'll definitely bat the morning session tomorrow, and we'll have a good plan by the time we get here tomorrow. It wasn't really something that I was thinking about a lot. Obviously, you know, the goal for today was to get ourselves into a winning, you know, a position where we could win the game. You know, that's, you know, I think the game was still in the balance. Well, not the game, our innings were still in the balance when we lost Dale this morning. So to get AB at that stage and the way that he played and transferred pressure was, you know, made my life a lot easier, and it was a terrific knock from him. You know, I think at that point to say that we would be this far ahead at the end of play, you know, I would have certainly taken that. My ankle held up extremely well, which I'm very grateful for. Put a lot of hard work in over the last sort of period since I came off crutches, and it was a big surgery. So there were a lot of times where you're not sure how it's going to hold up and if it's going to handle. And it's all paid off today. So a lot of people to thank for getting me to this point, even though I had to do all the grubby work. But yeah, in particular, body's tired. I'm quite happy that I didn't cramp today. I think that for me is a big tick. I've suffered from cramp throughout my career, and the whippersnapper on the other side got a little bit of a cramp, which made me happy. Yeah, generally, obviously, a day in the heat today. Today was extremely hot. We felt like it was the hottest day of the tour, and for myself and Abbas to build a partnership like that was great. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I've just briefly been told about a few things. You know, I certainly wasn't thinking about those things today. But, you know, I don't think I've ever been the most talented batter, but I've found a way how to score runs and understand how to do it, and, you know, mentally found a way. Especially open the batting in South Africa has its challenges. So to be at the point where you tell me I am, you know, that's it's a big tick for me in terms of what I've been able to achieve in my career. Obviously, there's lots that I'd love to do still. But they're small milestones that make you very proud. You know, there's not many people that get to these points, and not many opening batters do in particular. So extremely happy for the support that I've received over the years also. I'd like to think we're in a position where we could. You know, who knows? I mean, that sport, you can't predict things. You know, we've got to come out tomorrow and work ourselves into a position where we feel like we've got enough runs to go and, you know, win the game. I think the wicket is deteriorating, which is going to offer us, you know, a good opportunity. So, yeah, I mean, we've definitely got the attack that can, you know, take advantage if we can get a really big lead. I think Pakistan is a quality attack. You know, Mohammad Irfan has in particular bowled really well. I mean, Ajmal, you know, we all know how quality he is. So you've got to really be, you know, focused all day on your game plans. And the minute you move away from that, you know, is when things start to happen. You know, I think just for me to score a double 100 in subcontinent conditions also with the heat, for me, is something that I'm proud of. And I think to have such a big partnership with AB, you know, I think he's a world-class player. Key moment in the game, and the two of us came together. We're good friends, and it was awesome to share, you know, the occasion with each other and the milestones. I felt that, you know, certainly when you get two low totals in a game, you know, you have to improve. I think our batting unit 90% of the time, you know, produces the goods, and there's going to be games where it's tough. I think, you know, Irfan bowled really well with a new ball in Abu Dhabi. There was a little bit there. And then three down, you know, you need to fight. And, you know, I just felt that we were a little bit soft on that afternoon. And, you know, instead of getting 300, 320, you get 249 and you're under pressure. So, yeah, we've had some good chats. And in particular, the guys have worked hard on some game plans, reverse swing, you know, some other things that we wanted to get right for this game, and it's nice to do that. Well, I'm grateful you're comparing me to Alan Border. He's a man that I've got a lot of respect for. I remember being given his autobiography 22 years old when I got the captaincy. So, you know, it's, you know, I think when I went past him, as from a captaincy perspective, you know, I was very humbled. Certainly a captain that made a big impact on Australian cricket. And if my legacy can be a quarter of that, I'll be proud. Yeah, it was a good solid blow. Taught me a lesson not to premeditate and try and guard it over third man. gave me a nice buzzing head for the rest of the day. Obviously he bowled really well. He bowled some really fast spells today. And he's a quality bowler. So, yeah, I mean, it's got another one to add to the list of being hit in the head. Yeah, I could have done with the ice pack and something else there, I think, but not a runner. I mean, look, obviously these decisions have been made. I just think it needs to be fair across the board for fielding and bowlers also, you know, not just batters, because it's a long day for us also.